Well, today I'm here with internationally acclaimed poet and former chairman of the National Endowment for the Arts, Dana Gioia.
Well, I'm an old radio guy, so it's always fun to be back in a radio studio.
You're from Los Angeles originally, correct?
I was born and raised in Los Angeles, and in fact, my mother, who's Mexican, was born and raised in L.A., so I'm from Hawthorne.
So what inspires you?
Poetry had always been part of my daily life, and that my mother, who was a Mexican woman of no great education, in school and elsewhere learned many poems by heart, which she would quote. Went to business school. I was in business for 15 years, and I did very well in business, but I wrote every night and every weekend, and I was publishing a lot. And I was in this kind of ironic situation. I'd be in the Charlie Rose show at night, but back in the office in the morning. And then I had a personal tragedy. My first son died suddenly. Anybody, you know, who's ever had this happen to a son, a sibling, even a parent, you know that something like that just, it's like a wildfire going through your life and it burns everything down in its way. And what's left standing are a few enduring central things in your life. And so after that happened, you know, I just said, you know, what do I really want to do? And money just doesn't motivate me. What really motivates me is a life that is, I mean, fully engaged with.
As chairman, you created the largest public programs in the NEA's history. How did you accomplish that, and what programs are you or were you most involved with?
Well, I came to be the chairman of the National Endowment for the Arts at a point where the endowment had more or less been broken. I did not want to run the NEA. I did not want to go to Washington. I did not want to get involved in politics. And I really turned down that job. I did not seek the job. I kept turning it down. But I felt eventually somebody had to take the helm of this great institution and demonstrate to the United States why it needed a public agency dedicated to the arts and education. And so a month after I came to the NEA, I did something that nobody would ever have predicted. I announced the largest program in the NEA's history.
So why do you think arts and arts education specifically is so essential?
The purpose of education is not to prepare somebody for an entry-level job at Walmart. It's not to give them some base level of skills. The purpose of education is to develop the full human being, to awaken a child, a teenager, to the full possibilities of their future and their self. But the purpose of arts education is not to produce artists. It's to basically produce complete human beings. And I think what we've done is we've limited the possibilities. So, you know, I think it's actually a tragic situation in the United States, and that we are limiting the future of this nation by not awakening the creativity, the humanity, all of the intangible skills of the young. I mean, I have a very simple suggestion, which is that our schools will take seriously what our citizens take seriously, what our society takes seriously. You know, as thinking, creative people who do not take our citizenship seriously enough, you cannot delegate civic involvement.
Dana Gioia, thank you again for joining us.
Thank you for having me.